Jane and the Moon, The Prince and the Tree. After learning to read, Jane spent most of her time surrounded by books. Sometimes she found herself lost in a story. One day, she was a fairy princess and a witch the next. Her friends could listen to her read for hours. They usually visited her in the afternoon, bringing a ball or a game, but then they sat down in the garden and listened to a story instead. This afternoon, she read a very old legend about a prince and a tree. Everybody loved it so much, so she decided to tell the story to the moon. The moon enjoyed their storytelling, so he tried to appear a little bit earlier every night. "Hello, dear Jane. How was your day?" the moon asked.
"Dear moon, my day was very nice. I spent it with my friends, and I found a beautiful story to tell you."
"Oh, I can't wait to hear it. I don't know any of the stories you tell me, and I really enjoy them."
"So, the story is about a princess with a golden hair," said Jane and continued. "She was so beautiful and kind that everyone loved her. But there was a really evil witch who envied the princess, so she turned her into a tree. One day, a prince was traveling through the woods and fell asleep under this tree. In his dream, he saw a beautiful princess who asked him to marry her and gave him her ring. When he woke up, he couldn't believe what he saw in his dream, but found a ring in his hand. He decided to marry the tree. Everyone in the nearby village made fun of him, but he was serious. So the next day, he stood next to the tree and the wedding started. The whole village came along to watch. He put his arm around the tree and said, "I love this tree, and I want to spend the rest of my life as a husband to this tree." Everybody laughed, but suddenly they stopped. He now held a beautiful woman in his arms instead of a tree. It was the princess from his dream, and she told him about the evil witch. They traveled back to his castle and lived happily ever after.
"Thank you for the story, my dear Jane. I see so many beautiful trees around the world. I'm sure they all have their own stories to tell."
"Oh,